Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. It's Friday night here at Hodgetown against Frisco. I'm joined by Alberto Barriga and our friend Jaime Del Valle translating, talking about Alberto's great start here with the Saddies. Alberto, what do you think has worked the best for you so far in the batter's box in your time here in Amarillo?
No, tú sabes, bienvenido. Y qué es lo que tú crees que ha funcionado para ti en la caja de bateador para tu éxito en estos primeros juegos?
Mi éxito bateando ha sido que he hecho buenos swings en la zona, ejecutar mi picheo, buscar mi picheo y salir por él y ya.
He's just been, you know, hunting for a pitch, hunting for a zone, and obviously like making good contact in zone on the pitches that he's been looking for. That's been pretty much the little success that he's had here so far, and yeah, that's it.
You had the big moment the other night with the walk-off hit. Can you tell me about the approach that you had in that moment and the feeling afterwards, after the game was over?
El otro día tuviste el walk-off. ¿Puedes decirle qué estabas buscando, cuál fue tu approach en ese turno y cuáles fueron las emociones después de haber conectado el batazo?
¿Sabes? Las emociones eran un poco, estaban un poco aceleradas porque... O sea, era training, iba a salir agresivo, buscó un picheo, pero yo sabía que él no iba a tirar nada cómodo. Entonces salí agresivo por mi picheo, pero él me tiró un rompiente en el que yo fui a hacer un jumping para salir por el picheo, pero después pude hacer el ajuste con una recta media a medio y ejecutar el picheo.
I think he thought that, you know, at the beginning of the at-bat, he was a little, you know, a little overexcited. He went to hunt one pitch, and he got the slider. He, you know, fell behind the count, but, you know, luckily for him, you know, he got the pitch that he was looking for later on the at-bat. But early on, you know, they spin the ball on him, and you know, they got him, and then he made the adjustment, stayed true within himself, and was able to, you know, give us that win.
What has your approach to learning this pitching staff been like in your first 2 weeks here as you call the game for them?
¿Cuál ha sido el approach tuyo para conocer a tus pitchers y para llamarles el juego en estos primeros días aquí?
¿Sabes? Buscar la fortaleza de cada pitcher, cuáles son los mejores pitchers que él tiene, que él puede dominar, que él puede ejecutar, que él puede tirar en cualquier conteo que se presente en momentos. Y nada, buscar ejecutar el pitcher que él más domina.
Just looking for our pitchers, our starting pitchers, and even our bullpen strengths, and what characterizes every single individual, and just put that onto perspective, matching that up with hitters' weaknesses, but doing the homework, doing the due diligence, and staying locked in game, calling the right pitches for the guys, obviously staying within our strengths, and that's been the, you know, his process so far.
How would you describe yourself defensively as a catcher? Because your numbers in your career throwing out base runners are very good.
¿Cómo te describes como receptor, como catcher? Él dice que tus números a través de tu carrera haciendo out en las bases, tirando corredores out, es bueno.
Nada, manteniéndome con mi trabajo en la defensa, con buena actitud, buena energía, hacer buenos tiros. Tengo buen brazo, entonces trato de ejecutar y hacer un buen tiro a la base y ya.
You know, in game, just trying to make strong, accurate throws, competitive throws, but that comes from, you know, his weekly routine and his daily routine and what he does in order to get ready for those moments. So throwing the bases, obviously, he's been one of his strengths as his career goes, and he's looking forward just to like keep doing what he's doing and not changing that.
Biggest difference between high A and double A?
La mayor diferencia entre la clase A fuerte y doble A.
Bueno, la diferencia que hay es que aquí hay jugadores que son más veteranos, ya tienen tiempo jugando, un poco más experiencia, pichos con spin diferentes, o sea, más movimientos y así.
Experience. He feels like there's a lot more people here that has played the game for a longer period of time. Spin is different. They're bigger. They're faster when it comes to like hitting. But overall, experience. There's a lot more experienced guys on this level than there were in high A.
Guys, thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.